So I totally forgot to do the thing that I always do, and Trey didn't even stop me. He just let it happen. He saw me surprised. Saying going live. There we go. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. Sorry, you actually have to see our faces at the beginning. It's my fault. Hey, Trey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I can't complain, all things considered. I'm
stressed, you can complain.
We're going to make it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, luckily for you, you get to come to your favorite job where you make the most money. And so that's great for you.
A whole whopping total of $0.
$0. Well, why don't you give me that beatbox?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't get paid, so it's whatever. Hey, how y'all doing today? I never see, but I know that the Lions lost a re. It was sad, it made me sad, and I was like, whoa, only if I couldn't make the Lions let go. But then the Chiefs, I was like, they're gonna win, bro. The Ravens really got destroyed. I was like, oh, no, I'm out of control. I get it, goo, and I watched some Wrexham. That was sad, too. I don't even know what's going on anymore. But at least Bailey won the Royal Rumble. Yes, up in Bill's store. Now I gotta say that I get it every day, and I run it all the way when I'm looking for the pain. Stuck in my brain, maintain games. Then I'm looking back like Cody Rhodes today. Please, please, please just finish your story. So I stopped listening about it only if I got the glory. Everybody in the little time that I be. Sometimes I'm waiting because I have to go pee. So I run to the restroom, it's okay. Do what I did because I run that way. And I know everybody looking like, though, did you understand what I'm doing? Out of control. Sit down, sit to go. Now I get back and I flip flat flow. Rip down show, what's the get down go? Now you wanna be like, ha ha, I know. Yes sirree, B-O-B, ha ha. But I guess I'm done with the rap, la la. Everybody gotta be right now. Here we go, cause we're feeling it rip for them now.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean, it will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep.
Flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.
Hello, hello, guys, and I'm here for real this time. I'm not pretending. Hi, Trey. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. Doing all right.
And look, we have an amazing guest. Big J's here.
Oh, what's up, dog?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing? Good to be here.
I bet I surprised you because you didn't know he was going to be here until right now, even though he's been here for 10 minutes. But you know, you're supposed to pretend like it's a surprise, Trey.
It was a surprise. I had no idea who our guest was this week.
There you go.
We had ours, I guess, canceled last second. So,
well, yeah, he had some. He's one of my good friends, and his daughter had some health issues. So
gotta take care of your family.
Yeah, and so he'll be on when he has time, and I totally understand. And it's what it is. But I was like, hey, I need a guest, and I was on the stream with Jay. And I was like, hey, I should just ask him, see if he wants to like come to our random show. And
why not?
And look at that, Trey. We already have our first comment of the day.
Phenomenal. Yo, let's go by Olaf Slayer. Let's freaking get it. I haven't seen him on here in a hot second. It's almost like he hates us.
Well, it's probably because he's working.
No, it's okay. I understand.
I mean, and he had a rough week last week with the Bills losing and everything.
Ooh.
And so,
all right, let's get the show on and popping. What is everybody's headline of the week? All right, I've got to hear it, Jason. What is it?
Sure.
You know what? So okay. So is your actual name Jason?
No, it's Jamie, but Jay's fine.
Jamie. Okay. Yeah. So do you prefer Jamie or Big J?
Probably Jamie. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Okay. Jamie, sure. Go first.
Alrighty. This week I have lived what some men have dared to dream.
Okay. Okay. Jason.
The blob has come towards me and I've lost.
Okay. You know, I'm trying to think of something exciting in my life right now.
I was trying to, too.
The sooner it comes, the more stressed I am.
We'll start with me. As you can tell, I woke up Sunday morning totally sick, and just like ick everywhere in my face. And the one thing about having being sick is that, and having a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, is that they don't care. They don't care that you're sick, and they just want to hang out with you. And so snot is just dripping down my face, and my little daughter's coming to give me kisses. Aww. And I'm like, bro, like, you don't want to be sick too. And so, and then the thing about it is lately she's just already adorable. And so I got this like new knit hat, cause you know, I like hats. And she just puts it on cutely. Was we went to the store today cause we had to go get some milk and whatnot. But, and one more cool thing. And I haven't been able to show you this, but I'm going to show you now, is that also I have a new hat that I made.
Cool.
It is a pin hat.
And oh, so okay.
All kinds of Star Wars coolness, but it is pins.
I was going to say, is that not like stabbing your head right now?
It's not, as long as I don't push against anything. So say like, if I'm trying to get into the car, and you know this, you know how it looks like when I try to get into a car. Cause I'm a big guy, but like I have a big torso, so it looks like I'm an 8-foot tall dude trying to get into this little car. So he's rubbing my head against the thing. So yeah, there are parts where I get squished, but man, it looks cool. It's worth the sacrifice. So there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, it was an idea I had, and I was like, oh, I got a little Ray pin here. I needed it for the, I should have talked about the puppet show. Anyways.
Well, you still can. We still have a whole show.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for my headline of the week so we can get Jamie over here going. So wedding planning, a ton of that. I got a better one.
Go for it.
I almost got scammed. Aaron and I got a text. It was mainly Aaron who we got a text from this bridal registry because we went to a wedding show 3 weeks ago.
What was that?
Oh, I have a train by my house. I'm sorry.
I'm so dead. I thought that was Jason putting up a soundboard. I'm like, Jason, what are you doing?
I saw you stop, and I'm like, oh, no, there's a train coming.
That sounded crazy. I was a train. Are you talking about like some kind of cool sound effect?
No, that's hilarious.
Of your stuff? I don't know what's happening.
No, so anyway, so 3 weeks ago, we went to a wedding show, and we signed up for a whole bunch of stuff to get free stuff, and we got a big message from this person, and they said, hey, I know you were just at the bridal show a couple weeks ago. You were entered in to win a prize, and it's a three-day, two-night, all expenses paid vacation.
Liars.
It is a $600 gift card for wedding bands, and it's two wine flutes. So, you know, all you have to do is come and then you get to eat some good, really good food and just make sure your fiance is there. And then you can bring another couple if you want to. And we're like, sure. Yeah, sure. Like, no problem. That's easy money. And so what we didn't find out until almost last second was it was by Wyndham.
Yeah, and of course it was.
So that is a huge timeshare company.
Yep.
And my parents have gone to all the timeshare spots and, you know, they got all the free stuff because they're really good at saying no. So they, we figured that out. And the thing is, I'm like, hey, let's go anyway, because I also know how to say no. My parents already have a timeshare. We can use all that stuff later and we get free stuff. And so she was, you know, really not having it. So we didn't end up going. But I didn't think about it, but we almost got scammed.
Yeah.
So that was rough. But I still got to see Aaron and we went out to dinner and got to hang out for a little bit. So it was nice.
That's awesome, man.
That's that. Let's hear it.
All righty. So mostly this weekend, yesterday, I lived what some men have dared to dream. And so some backstory on that. Originally from born in Detroit, Michigan, in the suburbs. And it might sound a little weird to some, but, you know, Lions fan growing up young, didn't know any better. You know, Lions are going to win the Super Bowl one day. I'm here for it. And I kid you not, my entire life has been aunts, uncles, fathers, grandfathers. Jamie, just get over it. The Lions will never be good. They'll never win anything. They'll never win a single playoff game in your lifetime. They're like, I know what you're thinking. It's never going to happen. You guys are crazy. We used to think the same way for 30, 40, 50 years now. And this was the year, and I didn't know how to act, but the Lions started winning games, and I opened myself up to be hurt. And they ended up hurting me. I should know better, but I lived what some men have dared to dream in my lifetime, so it's okay.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I understand your big team's loss. I understand that all too well. Olaf Snyder's coming in saying, close for you, the horror show, because of the train, the random train sound effect in the background. And then he said, sorry for your loss, Big J, the curse of the FG.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned to live with the losses over the years. So, yeah, it's just, again, when you get that close, you start to let yourself in, you know, you start to let those feelings back in, and then just to be broken again. So, yeah,
but it's a young tough team, man. So it's not that scary.
Mm-hmm.
So it could work out.
All right. Sweet.
Sorry, I'm trying to do other things. Sorry. Why aren't you working?
I saw the horror comment and I thought maybe this my blanket over to the side because it's a Rocky Horror was showing. I thought maybe that was on camera. I was like, no, okay.
Jason, that's, you should probably funny. Ask me a question while you're doing other things.
Oh, yes. Hey, Trey. Is it time for your film? What, Trey?
Wow.
What do we do now? I don't even know.
Only the scene you've asked me for the past 60 episodes.
Hey, brother. Trey, what time is it for now? What time is it for?
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Wait, let me try again. Here, let me try again. Trey, it's time for hot sauce.
Oh.
Hot sauce? I'm so glad you said that, Jason. That actually reminds me of the favorite part of my show. It's where it's time for a freaking quiz. Let's get it. All right, Jamie, that I know you had to sit through that, and it was very brutal. Jason has a slight arrhythmia in his brain where it only works half the day, and that half is already past us. So, sadly. Anyway, so, no. This is DJ Sound Effects quiz time. Jamie, you are going up against Jason. He is your rival right now. He is not your friend. He can be your friend after the show, or after the quiz. But I hope you came prepared because this quiz is about a whole bunch of random stuff. This is going to be an open choice quiz, and it's going to be multiple choice. So a little bit of everything. But you guys both get to answer any and all questions I throw your way. Whoever has the most correct by the end of this quiz will win. And without further ado, let's get right into it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
No, you're not. Nah. Okay, so here we go. Jamie, since you are our amazing guest today, you get to go first with the first question. How many languages are written from right to left? And this is multiple choice. Is it 6, 8, 10, or 12?
Let's go with 8.
Okay. Jason, 6, 8, 10, or 12?
12.
Okay. Well, here's the plot twist. Jason actually got the first question correct.
Eat it, Jamie. Yeah!
I'm glad it's multiple choice. I was going to say like one.
Oh, man. Yeah, so apparently there's 12 that are languages that are written from right to left. One of them is Arabic Arabic. And okay, go on to the question number 2. Jason, how many countries still have shillings as currency? Is it A1, B2, C3, or D4?
Oh, you were asking me a question and I was reading comments. I'm sorry. Did I get to hear the question again?
Yeah, you know what? How many countries still have shillings as currency? Is it A0, B2, C3, or D4?
It's C3PO.
You're saying C for three.
C3PO.
Okay, so that's not a question.
It's C for 3PO. It's C for 3PO. Come on, it's funny.
I got to get out of here.
It's
Jamie, on to you. Which one is it? How many countries still have shillings?
I'm going to make an attack with my simple dagger and roll the D4.
I like that.
Dang it!
I like that so much better. I love that so much. Oh, that's so good. Jason, here's what you win for this question. You get an oof. Because that is correct. It's actually 4 different countries. And the answers are, as I brighten myself up, once I find it, it is Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, and Somalia. They all still use shillings, which is wild. All right. So, Jamie, you're up next. What is the name of the biggest technology company in South Korea? And this is an open answer.
Ooh, South Korea? I don't know. Apple?
Well, think about it. Apple is an American-owned business.
Yeah, but it's tricksy.
So since it's a technology in a foreign country, even if it may be assembled in a foreign country, but not necessarily, it's not, I will say it's not, Apple is an American made country or country.
You're actually closer than you think, Jamie.
I'm
helping you out.
So yeah, I'm even helping you out. I'm
so bad with brand names.
Just think of some common technology, like phone/TV/.
Come on, bro. It's you literally just their competitor. Come on, just swing. Just swing. You can do this.
It's not Apple, it's not Sony.
Hold on. No. I had it. Nope. I'm losing it.
Just answer. Just say anything.
sure. Macintosh. I don't know.
Bro, that's still Apple.
It's the same thing.
All right, I'm gonna let you cook on that for a second, Jason.
Okay. It's Samsung.
I mean, that's your answer.
It's Samsung. Okay.
We know it's Samsung. All right, Jamie. The tough part is he's correct. So
I tried to give
Apple,
you
said Apple twice. I don't know why.
Hey, you can help all you want, dude. It's gonna go right off and off in the distance somewhere.
You're good. That's okay. We're gonna move on to the next question. But yes, it is Samsung. They're the biggest technology company in South Korea. Jason, who's the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Oh man. Ooh, I know the answer, but I can't say her name correctly, so it's gonna be terrible.
Ooh.
As it happens. I'm gonna say Natalia Earhart. That's not the right name.
Jamie, you're up. What's the actual correct answer?
I think you got the second name right, but I believe it's Amelia Earhart.
Ooh, so much better of an answer, because that's correct. It is not Natalia Earhart. It is Amelia Earhart.
Could you imagine the wrestler Natalia flying an airplane? That was exactly what came to my head.
Yes, it is Amelia Earhart. And now, here's the thing, folks. This is the coup de grace, Mansion of the Odd. This is anybody's game. And I want to move on so that we can talk to Jamie about all his amazing endeavors. This is the final question. Jason, what is, and this is goes to you first, what is the most played game in the world right now?
Pal World.
Jamie, same question.
Yeah, it's got to be Pal World, right?
Phenomenal. Here's the thing. You guys both got it right, but it's a double jeopardy. Jason, how many copies did it sell on Steam in a week?
6.3 million.
Jamie, I said the answer at the beginning of the show before we ever started. How many copies did it actually sell on Steam?
Was it 8 million?
Congratulations, you won our quiz! You are the grand prize winner today of our nice little
NFT that was designed by my son.
Oh, congratulations. Ooh. Here it is. You're a
Let's
winner.
Let's go.
I actually like that. I thought it looked a little different.
It's a golden donut.
That's amazing.
Boston wants that to be his merch, so you can buy a golden donut t-shirt. And I just thought
it'd
be hilarious.
It?
We used Midjourney, but sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see it again. I'm sorry. That's sick, man. That's actually awesome.
Yeah.
So is it a honey glazed donut?
No, it's a golden glazed donut. It's a donut gold donut. Like he just said that the golden donut is his friend, and he wanted a donut. He first wanted a donut that was blind and couldn't talk. And so we changed that up a little because it would have been creepy. And we actually got some really creepy designs through it at the beginning. So, but yeah.
Now, I got to get into the comics really quick.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He said, I'm a Bills fan, so I understand. Wide right. He said, dude, Flows for You. This is all from Olaf Slayer. Flows for You needs to do a hot sauce challenge for the quiz where if Jay gets an answer wrong, he needs to eat a Pepper X wing. Oh, my gosh. Pepper X, for those of you who don't know, is the hottest pepper in the world, genetically modified to be hot right now.
Trey.
Ooh, which hot sauce is that?
This is on my desk right now. We got some Matilda's pizza hot sauce.
Oh, interesting.
Which is yummy. I love
Melinda's, by the way.
It's like a red pepper sauce. You got my Tabasco jalapeno sauce, which I enjoy.
What they don't make anymore, Melinda's, is their hot honey mustard. And if they do, it's on their website, and they don't put it in stores.
The reason that I have Melinda's is that at HEB, at Walmart, they have the dollar Melinda's.
And you can get
every sauce. Nice. And so you can get all these little ones. And I got the pizza one, not knowing what it was. And then it's delicious on pizza. It's so good. But this is the green sauce one, which is really good. It's very tasty.
It's called green sauce. I love it.
And so I made myself a jolote burrito today, which was random, but I just decided to do it. Which, since y'all are a bunch of white dudes, you probably don't know what jolote is.
Jolote?
Jolote. It is corn with mayonnaise.
I know what elote is.
Sure.
Elote. Not jolote. What the heck that is.
Elote.
Yeah. Buddy, it's street corn. Okay.
Street corn. So I made street corn, chicken, rice, and beans, and put it into a burrito. So it's corn, mayonnaise, Parmesan cheese, a little salt, a little lemon juice is how you make elote. And so it was, and so I made that for a burrito. There's something missing in it. I don't know what was missing, but it was.
A good pronunciation. Oh! Got him! Okay, anyway, so we're going to move right along here. We're going to keep going with the comments. Maybe we just need to do a show for Jason's Cooking Corner. I think it'd be a good bit. Next time, I'm a guest. Yeah, hot sauce. I thought Princess Diane flew the plane. Yikes, that's so rough.
Ouch.
Probably he was trying to say Diana. That's why he probably misspelled it. And he said the donut looks like a character from Cooking Companion. Sure. And then the brand sells jalapeno and habanero ketchups. Gross.
They do.
I hate ketchup. Anyway,
he said the next time he's on the show, we should do a hot sauce thing.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, yeah, that'd be even great because he's in New York. So Buffalo Wings.
I missed that part. He said, next time I'm a guest, I'll get the sauce as well. So it could be Jay versus me, wrong answers, eats a wing. I would love that.
I love the idea of that.
Matter of fact, we should just stream a whole thing where you just eat hot wings, Jason. I want to see it get it continually hotter.
Sure. It sounds like Jay would be a part of this.
Some Atomic Dab in the fridge left over from a previous hot wing challenge. So,
all right.
I think
enough
I saw you do
about
one
all
of those,
this malarkey.
That's why mm-hmm. I said it.
Jason, enough about all this malarkey. I want to know why Jamie's on the show today.
Well, when I asked Jamie what we can do for a better year, he said fart more. And I thought, that wouldn't really make for a really good topic for a thing. And so I put share what you love, even if you're
yelling.
Wait
a minute. Is Jamie? No. That's a lie, right?
What?
The Fartmore thing?
Yes, I just made that up.
Oh, I thought he was the guy that said that and was trolling us earlier.
What?
Do you remember? You said that you said you were trying to get somebody to get on the show and they said, what could you do for a better year? Fart more. And you're like, well, not using them because that's weird.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
like,
no,
that's
funny.
Where you got it from.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I was just making a joke.
Anyway, moving right along.
But he said, share what you love, even if you're yelling. this is an inside joke too. There was an episode. There was the first episode I ever did with Patrick and Olaf Slayer. I had a fart module on my sound, my, what is it called? On my sound, on my voice mod, on my voice mod, and so it just made me have farting noises every time I talked, and I didn't know it was on, and so the guys are losing their mind as my mouth is just farting, and I'm asking serious questions, and I didn't even know it was happening until later. I didn't figure it out until I was editing the video, and saw it happen. See, there, the fart noise is epic, and fart, I was like, noise. They didn't even tell me it happened. They were just like pretending like it never happened. It was crazy. Anyways, hold on. But yeah,
anyway, moving right along. Why is he on our show?
Well, so one thing that Jamie does is he streams on Twitch, where he streams sporting events and doing things like that. And we're going to talk about that today. So why do we need to share what we love, even if we're yelling for a better year, Jamie?
I mean, like, screaming is just awesome. Have you ever just, like, randomly gone outside and just screamed? Like, it gets all the endorphins going. It just makes you feel better. So, like, if you can woo and just be loud, I won't do it on the show. But, yeah, like, it's awesome.
No, woo. You definitely need to do your bit. Do your bit.
Oh, you want me to woo?
The whole point was to set up for your bit.
Oh, I'm the woo guy. So like,
yeah, that's why the whole point of this was to set up the woo.
Yeah, just back up the mic. So I do this all the time. You just back up from the mic and you got to arch the back and really get the chest out.
Is that what happens when you get a dub?
That's what he does on the stream. It's great. It makes me smile every time.
That's
but yeah,
awesome, man.
That was why I put the yelling. I just thought that's a funny bit.
I'd smash. Yo, do you have a wife or a fiance or a girlfriend?
I'm married. Sorry, married.
Is this your wife?
No, it's not.
I'm so dead. What the world? That's wild. We never got a more wild comment.
Well, we're on Twitch today, so I won't tell her daddy.
What in the world?
Oh, we're gonna be PASA.
Miss
our family friendly match today.
He said, sorry, he's a Michigan fan. Ooh, go Buckeyes.
Ooh. How's the last three years been going for you?
No, I'm not. I can't put up the next. Oh my god. Oh man, I'm dead.
That is
all right,
hilarious.
Anyway, as we were moving on, right along here.
Oh, there you go, Trey.
Settle? You're going to settle?
Oh, he's the
How
beatboxer.
Dare you?
Oh, this is okay.
I have a fiance, so sorry. Oh,
taken. Well, how do I transition from that?
Hey, you stole the sick Jay. I want the blue shirt. I guess Big J is just the one timer, but I'm the family guy, the guy you can marry. I'm just kidding.
So Jay, you know, so you what? And right now, one of the things that you're
everyone's broken.
Oh no!
Why? What?
Put the comments straight.
When? What do you mean? I said I'm hurt, Trey. You were in my neck of the woods and didn't say hi. What do you mean? Who is this person? I have to look up this person. What the freaking heck?
All right, so
we're getting trolled.
So Big J, one thing that you do is that you actually are you stream on Twitch and you stream Wrexham games. How does a
Michigan guy?
We're never gonna succeed.
Whoever that is, where'd it go? It's not there anymore. I can settle for scallops. they said I'm not trolling. Oh my god, I can't.
And,
let's
and
move
from
on.
This point on, I will be calling you Blue Shirt. So
oh
Blue
my
Shirt.
God.
I know that you're a big football fan. You love Michigan. You saw the Lions. How does a guy that loves American football end up streaming English football for a thing that they do? How do you even become a fan of English football? I mean, I spent my whole life going, you're just not very good at football when you're playing soccer. You know what I'm saying? So how do you end up in that situation?
So, like most other people, that are new to soccer, football, as you can call it, Rob and Ryan bought the club Wrexham, which is like a football or soccer team in Wales, a few years back now. That's what initially caught my attention, because I've always been into soccer, for a little bit before that. And then, as their games started to get put up on ESPN and such, I was able to follow a little more. And then this year I was able to buy like their streaming package, and now I'm like fully invested. But I got into watching like soccer, football, following the sport back in like 2015 or 16. But of course it sucks over here in America. So you watch all the English teams, or European teams, I should say, but nothing ever feels like home, you know, like it's, you don't have a home team to root for or anything like that. And so when Wrexham started coming, they were like a really small team, you know, it feels like home. So it feels like I'm rooting for a home team. So that's kind of where that all came from.
Were you a fan of the documentary?
Oh yeah, I love the documentary. I'm actually like rewatching it now. I rewatch a lot of shows because I'm too lazy to watch anything new. So I'm watching it for like the fourth time or something like that. It's really good.
I'm getting destroyed in the comments now. This is great. But I think that it's
on the back side of look at it.
What is it? Is this you, Trey? Is this you?
No,
Trey?
Why would I put most of this stuff up here? He said I used to be right around the fence.
We're not gonna say bankrupt. That comment. That's mean. But anyways, what was I gonna say? Yeah, so I know that for me, I like started actually there was a show called Blue Lock that I started watching, the anime about soccer, and then I started watching
I heard about that
Ted Lasso. And so then I was like, ooh, I love soccer now. This is a new thing that I enjoy. And then Wrexham happened. And then I'm like, I guess I'm just now, because I didn't even realize I had already liked Ted Lasso at that point. And then Wrexham happened. And then I was like, oh yeah, no, this is my new thing that I watch.
Yeah.
Now I watch Wrexham. And is it much different from streaming a sport like a football game or things like that? Like your reactions, did it really change the way you reacted? Since you obviously didn't know the rules at first. So right. How did you learn enough rules to actually make it where you were entertaining to watch?
Well, I appreciate that you think I'm entertaining to watch, because I never do. But
someone else does.
there's a different site for that. We'll leave it at that.
I didn't realize you had a spicy site, Jay.
Not me.
No spice. Jamie has a spicy side.
He said Jay.
But like, I've always been into sports in general. So like picking up rules has always been, I guess, easier for me to learn. And if you've ever tried to teach someone American football from scratch, then learning other sports is like 100 times easier. Cause I don't know if you,
yeah,
it's so complicated when you sit down and think about it. And so yeah, it just, a lot of it came naturally to me.
That's cool. Do you play FIFA or?
I used to. I went through a good like 4-year span. And then like most games in that genre, it's kind of just the same game year after year. So it kind of get burned out on
it. You didn't get to go back to play it so you could be Wrexham?
I haven't yet. That's like the main draw that I kind of want to get back into it now.
Yeah, I think that it's so funny how it works. Like, it's like you go from not liking a sport, and now you have to make time. And then the worst part about English soccer is that it is, you know, it's 7 hours away from us. So you're watching the games in the morning time.
See, I actually that. That's like one thing that draws me to it, is because, especially this year, the games are usually at like 10 a.m., which I love that. I can wake up and like have coffee and throw the game on. And that's what I was already doing before I even started streaming it. I was here at my computer with a cup of coffee or maybe a beer if it was a big game, and I'd be watching the Wrexham game, and then I was just like, I'm just going to start streaming it. Why not? I'm sure there's people out there that want to see or at least hear the game, because it's not really out there a whole lot. So what I do on stream, like, that's, I would be doing the same exact thing if I wasn't streaming. I'd be sitting here watching Wrexham games at the computer.
That's awesome. Now, one thing I have seen is that you've evolved your stream setup as you've gone. Mm-hmm. Like, have you found like that's important to make sure that you have like cooler stuff? Like you said, you were going to build up a scoreboard. Has mm-hmm. that been interesting trying to like learn how to do these things as you go? I know for me, when we do this show, it's mm-hmm. like every week I'm learning a new thing to make the show better. Has that been a hard situation?
Not really hard. I'm just lazy and don't like to put the time towards it. So I'm not very creative either. So a lot of it's just kind of basic, like Photoshop kind of workings, and just basic like OBS kind of learning things. So, but yeah, I mean, I do like to learn and kind of just update things as I go. That's what helps keep me engaged with my own stream. Just helps keep it fresh and things like that. So,
yeah, that's important. I think it's so funny. How that all works. And it says we don't actually do a lot of like, we don't have a lot of engagement on Twitch other than today.
This is wild comment section.
It looks like the other person is, it looks like the person that wants you has found a boyfriend in the chat. So
there you go.
This is exciting for them. I'm excited for them. Keep on doing your life. And I think that but it's so funny because it's like, is it weird though to like share those little moments with other people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are people you don't know. Like, mm-hmm. you literally never talked to me until today. Mm-hmm. And I've watched you stream like at least 10 times.
Yeah.
Or six times or something. Is it interesting sharing those like moments or with those other people?
It's definitely interesting. I think it's more towards like the, I'm bad at words, but it's kind of like if you were at the game. Because like when you're at the game, you may have, you know, a fiance or wife you drag with you. But other than that, like you're surrounded by a bunch of people you don't know that all support the same club. So I kind of get that feeling with it, like surrounded by people you don't know who are all rooting for the same thing and going crazy when they score a goal. So that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah. Would it be insane to like go to Wrexham one day and actually watch a game live?
Oh, it would be a dream. It's like 50-50 why I did it, but I just got my passport this year. So now the possibilities open. I'm like, tell the wife, you know, hey, like, you know, got passport. Now we could go over to England if you want for a vacation. Might have to make a 6-hour side trip, but.
Everything's breaking.
When it comes to like streaming stuff on your.
Trey, ask questions.
When it comes to streaming stuff on Twitch, how does like the licensing work with like streaming something that's televised, all that mm-hmm. stuff? How can you not get in trouble for that? You know, because I know mm-hmm. that there's a lot of weird rules, and that's why a lot of people switch to YouTube streaming. But as far as Twitch is concerned, what do you do with that?
I tried to read into it, but again, I'm not very good with like fancy words and legal talk and all that mumbo jumbo. But I basically know you can't show anything live on the stream. So when I'm like people who watch me, they just see me. And then I've got the game on my screen and then I record it kind of on the side for, video purposes and whatnot. But I was actually curious about more about the audio because I wanted to be able to play the audio in the background so the viewers could hear it. So I actually went and started looking up some of my favorite, WWE live streamers. And I was like, oh, these guys have like the WWE events playing live in the background. So I just kind of assumed it would be OK. And I haven't been yelled at yet. So I think we're OK.
Well, I apologize for having you on the show with our millions of people that watch us. Somebody's going to figure it out and destroy your stream. It's going to make me sad because then I won't be able to watch it anymore. Mm-hmm. So
he's lying. All of it's a lie.
It's actually me. All those quotes in the thing are me typing up stuff right now, guys.
Can you stop? That'd be great.
I'm apologize.
So I can focus on the show.
I know I never realized when it's your job to read the comments. I never realized we never had such a pop in comments thing where no matter what it is, you have to read it.
Olaf Slayer is saying, "Flows for you, where true love is found." I was going to interject when Jason had you on the show. That's why he had you on the show. He's a huge fan and he loves you. And then Olaf Slayer saying, as long as you don't show the game at all and monetize, mm-hmm. you can do whatever.
Cool.
Show the game
cool.
at all. What?
Nah.
What?
Oh, yeah. He lives that Twitch life. Okay. Olaf Slayer. So. But that's cool. I mean, I think that's such an amazing thing where it's like you're doing this thing and it's like, and then I said, I just stumbled upon your wrestling feed on a Saturday because I really wanted to watch the Royal Rumble. And I was like, oh, let's go see who's doing it on Twitch. And then there was Big J doing his thing. And I was like, sweet. Which I did not realize how much of a wrestling fan you were because I was you had even bits set in for your wrestling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you don't have Wrexham bits.
So not like,
oh,
yet.
Yeah, you need to have those because the wrestling bits were great. And mm-hmm. so you need to have some Wrexham ones. You need to have like a Mullins. You need your own. Maybe me and Trey can make you a little Mullins remix.
Ooh,
that happens when he scores. Mm-hmm. Like a Super Paul Mullin.
Super Paul Mullin, rap, baby.
I don't know. So, anyways. But yeah, so I think that's so cool. Again, did you kind of stop streaming for a little bit and kind of went back on doing? Is this how you got back in to doing it?
Yeah, exactly. So I used to stream just games, just whatever games kind of I felt like playing at the time. That was a little over 2022, like September, October when I stopped. I actually stopped because I was getting married. So there's just too much coming all at once. So I kind of just shut her down for a little while. Then a bunch of other things happened in the personal life, and next thing you know, it's been 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and I was ready to get started again, but I just didn't really have that push to go with the games anymore. So it was actually my mom. I was chatting with my mom, and she's like, Jamie, you should do this, but with your sports and stuff, because you get so wild with it. And I'm like, yeah, I could do that, and yeah, it's here we are.
That's amazing. Well, and I was going to say this earlier before my whole everything fell apart, have you ever seen like a professional soccer match? Oh, like wasn't one of their games in North Carolina, the friendlies this year?
Yes, it was. I was not able to make that game, unfortunately, because it was on like a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
So, and I work a standard like 9-to-5 job. So
sure.
I couldn't go to that. I have been to a quote professional game. That was here in North Carolina. It was like one of their exhibition games with the big European clubs. Okay. So I have been to a couple of those. Those are a lot of fun.
Wasn't that a soccer tournament in North Carolina too? The one where they beat the women USA team by 31 points or something.
I heard about that game, but I don't know where it was.
I think it was in North Carolina too. They had like it was crazy. But anyways, That's actually a fun game to watch because the goalie in that, the women's goalie, was awesome. She was like, she was stopping everything. Like, they're like, well, they scored tons of goals. Yeah, that's because they shot every 5 seconds. And then one of the dudes that was playing on the team, he was like a Wrexham legend. And the dude's like 250 pounds, like all muscle. And so he's just like holding up any girl is trying to defend him. He just posts him up and then turns back and shoots. And at the end of that game, like those dudes were just giving her hugs like, you're amazing. And she was looking like a monster. It was but it was sad because of the score, but it was like watching the highlights of her amazingness. It was pretty good. But no, it's so funny just watching Wrexham, watching that stuff. Like, it's funny because I never really spent time learning this. And it's like, now, have you ever watched any football movies?
Have you done this yet? I know you mentioned Ted Lasso earlier, and I've been meaning to watch that. I get bits and clips of it like on TikTok and YouTube shorts, things like that. So that's on my short list to watch if I can ever. I don't even know what it streams on, but I need to buy it.
It's on Apple TV.
Apple TV. I'll definitely keep that in mind. The one movie that I have watched, which you didn't mention, I was going to bring up, Green Street Hooligans.
Oh, sure.
Have you heard of that?
I have.
Okay, with Elijah Wood. It's a little weird seeing Frodo be a soccer hooligan, but that's definitely the one I recommend.
Yeah, no, as I said, as I got more into wrestling, football or soccer, I said watch all the movies.
Rugby.
So rugby.
Which is a mix of both.
I have some friends in the UK that do a top 10 of everything kind of show. And so I was like, yo, I just started watching all the soccer movies. And I was like, hey, can I do a thing about it? Oh, there's this movie called The Damned United. That movie is rough. Like, it's so awesome. It's about this dude, about Brian Clough, and how he only spent like 44 days as the manager of Leeds United because he wanted to destroy it. Because they destroyed him. And it's just crazy to watch. But yeah, no, it was a good movie. But in general, as I watch all those things, I'm like, oh, these things are really fun. And it's cool. But yeah, man, I'm really excited to see what else you do, how you upgrade your stream. Is there any other dreams you have that you want to make with the stream, or just want to do something else? Do you want to go try out for a soccer team? I don't know.
I haven't really stood up, so you haven't really seen my full physique yet, which I won't do for other reasons we've come across already on this stream. But yeah, not much of a soccer build.
We're not trying to make you more sexy, bro. We already have rough enough time.
I actually, I was actually at a brewery here in North Carolina last summer, and someone tried to recruit me to a rugby team. Like, we walked in, and there was like 20 dudes on a rugby team watching some like professional rugby match. And we did that locked eyes thing across the room, and I was like, here it comes. And dudes walked over and introduced themselves, like gave me their card, and they're like, you know, we're a whatever rugby club, and we'd love to have you come out for some practices and whatnot. And I'm just like, rugby's definitely not for me. So yeah. I'm too soft. I'm made out of Play-Doh and Crisco. So
I try to play. I played soccer. I don't think I mentioned this the show before, but I played soccer in high school. Mm-hmm. But the other reason, so I actually joined the soccer team because our starting middle linebacker for our football team dislocated his shoulder being the goalie for our soccer team. And I thought, if he got hurt, this must be awesome. And so I went, and I'm not playing, this is actually what I did. And I went and tried out and got on the junior varsity soccer team. And I am, at this time, I'm like 200 pounds muscle, and I'm playing goalie. And I've never played soccer before. I played soccer once, but I never played before. And here I am being a goalie on a soccer team. It went well. There was one game where it went okay. We'll just say my last game I ever played, they scored 12 points in the first half. 12 goals in the first half. It was against Westlake. And if you know, that was the team that Drew Brees played football for. And so just for a heads up of reference, they were very rich Austin school. Anyways, they destroyed us and I never played soccer again. But throughout the season, I had tons of stops, but my team never had one shot on goal all year. So I was stopping like 20 shots a game. We still lost like 3-0. What?
All year?
No, 20 shots a game. Yeah, no. They didn't get one shot on goal all year.
All year. That's like some Mighty Ducks level bad.
Bro, it was rough. And I couldn't do anything. So I'm just like, I remember leaving one game. Oh, there's this one game where they shot a goal against me. The dude shot it. I grabbed it. And then the next time he shot again, he ran towards me and I challenged him. I grabbed the ball, stuck it under my chest and stuck my head where the ball was. And the dude smashed me in the eye and I had a full black eye, got up, screamed again. I'm a 200 pound linebacker. Get up, scream, and everybody runs the other side of the field. Like, see? Everybody, they're freaked out.
It's the power of screaming, man. That's what I'm trying to
say. So, but you know, it was fine. That was good. But anyways, that whole story to tell you, last year I decided to relive my glory days, and in 2 minutes I separated my shoulder and couldn't move my arms, my arm for 2 months. Ooh. So yeah. So I'm not going to live those glory days. I'm done. I'm an old man now. So I went way too long on that. I'm so sorry. Now it's time for a wrap.
All right, let's do it.
You mean it's time for a wrap? For some reason, the other soundboard cut out. That was weird. Anyway, cool. So what are we doing right now, Jason?
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make up a song about everything we talked about, and I'll try to nicely put in some of those comments from earlier.
be very careful.
Jamie, is there anything that you'd like me to bring up in the rap that we talked about or that we didn't talk about, whatever you want. Again, this song is a curated perfect song for you, so it could be about whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be about what we talked about. It could be about dinosaurs.
Ooh, dinosaurs.
What would you like the song to be about?
We got to get some wrestling talk in here, so if you want to add in something with the Rumble, and
gotcha.
I don't know if you caught it, but one of my favorite wrestlers is Bobby Roode, who unfortunately doesn't wrestle anymore.
No, he has an amazing intro music, though.
The best. I will die on that hill, the best. So if you want to get some of that in there, that's what I'm here for.
Do you know whose music was AJ Styles before he actually took it? That intro music of AJ Styles? Do you know whose music that was supposed to be?
No.
It was going to be Storm's music.
Really?
Yeah. It was going to be Bobby Roode's tag team partner from from Beer Money, but they decided to go somewhere else, and then he never really got a call up, and nothing happened. So, anyways, yeah, something with Bobby Roode, make it happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Anything else?
No, that'll make me happy.
If you're in the comments, which is only Olaf Slayer, he did put Love Connection. I'll add that in there. If you have any words that you'd like me to use, please put them in the comments now, because this is when the rap happens. Let me try to get ready.
Olaf said, I just followed you, Big J. And then Olaf also said, I think Chad and Lex left together. You're good, Jay.
Cool. I'm glad we could make people find love in here. It makes me feel good.
Well, that was the most wild comments that we've ever had. Like the most through trolling Twitch we've ever had. Do you ever get any trolling like that on your stuff?
No, it's been a long time. It's mostly just bots. That you get. It's just like, hey, we'll help you get viewers.
We get those all the time, but that was the first time we got those kind of bots.
That was wild. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie. No trolling like that, thankfully. So,
but I appreciate them going, hey, Scout, you need to bring me back up. And I was like, sorry, we're doing an interview. This is an interview show.
This isn't about you.
Right.
Us and our better guests.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
All right, sweet. So we talked about football, and we talked about wrestling, and we talked about Power World, and we talked about Lex and Chad, and we talked about Olaf Slayer, and how apparently
Hot Sauce Challenge.
Hot Sauce Challenge. This is now a Love Connection show. All right. Big J, I guess you don't need a nickname because it's right there on the so is that 1066?
Yes, sir.
Big J.
It's a stream thing.
Okay, cool. Sweet. So is that your full name, or is Big J fine?
Big J's great. Yeah.
Perfect. You'll see why in a second.
All right, Jason, you ready?
Yep.
Yo, 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 we got DJ Sound Effects, Big J, and Scout the Psalmist on the mic. Let's get it, y'all.
Yes, welcome to Flows, for you where we get love, and you know we know, ho. We put them all together, we're like, oh, go. Can't sleep with our guests, that's weird, I don't know. And only if I can't see the life, let go. We all have fiancés or wives like, whoa. And only if I get it, forever I never see. And don't make fun of me, that's only nice if I G. Only Trey can do that. I react my Bobby facts, Lee, sitting here like I never see what I'm back. If I can't react my time, and now I be, I'm like Bobby Roode, just in the place, G. With the mustache looking like a cool dude, only if I couldn't do with them things that keep it true. Sometimes I don't know why, but I gotta flip it up and wonder it. We watched the Royal Rumble and we could be, huh? We did the little dream I never see, huh? We're gonna finish your story. Maybe I will never finish my story. 100 years old, so sitting right back. I eat like the light, the time, then all lag. It's just like Wrexham becoming a premier team. That would be insane. I'll probably be 50. Anyways, only if I can't go down, sitting here to find my life, and right now learning about the pyramid and how it really goes. Ted Lasso is my favorite show, bro. Makes me laugh and then it makes me cry, and sometimes I tell it those tears pull down my eye. Then I gotta fly like I never get through. Yes, everybody's falling in love here, dude, and now I don't know what I done did flow when I sit here forever and I think I know. See, Big J, he does a stream of Wrexham. He watches them in the morning on Saturdays, son, and they win most of the time except for the last weeks. It was sad, oh my. I try, only if I can't, why die? But now I wine dine when I wonder be my whole life. And I got a little guest, go, don't forget about Gus Rutter, like I know. but my flow only if I get it what I be. And we got Olaf Slayer, he's so fancy. Sometimes I know what I came to do, and then I gotta think about the life and true, and why we do all the things that we can't say. I don't want to get demonetized running my way. And hey, only if I can't pretend to go. Man, I trip it when I sit because I feel the flow. Yo, we did it all together, we never said it on. We want to watch some soccer like Super Paul Mullen. Yo, only if I can't say whoa, I gotta breathe because Michigan won the championship, bro. And that's cool, now I can't be. But then Mr. Harbaugh went to another school, D. He went to, no, I'm sorry, NFL. I'm at the Chargers. I know I'm doing well. And anyways, bruh, but now we gotta rap. I exhale my dreams, and then I feel the facts. I hope I said everything. I don't remember, bro. I'm kind of tired and sick, and I don't ever go. But sometimes I can think that I ever flow. Everybody clap your hands with hot wings, bro.
Good stuff, Jason. That was awesome.
How was that, Big J?
Fantastic, man. That was
hopefully
awesome.
Hopefully we entertained you tonight, brother.
Oh, absolutely.
If not the comment section, then hopefully we did.
Wow, that was awesome.
Was
wild. You only saw... Now, you don't use StreamYard at all, right?
Right, I do not.
Yeah, that...
I was going to go back...
were wild.
I was going to go back and see if I could find them afterwards. I'm curious.
I mean, we can tell you after the show.
Yeah, they'll be on the YouTube, so okay. You'll see them on the YouTube.
They are wild.
Twitch. Oh, you can watch them on Twitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, has Olaf been on Twitch this entire time?
Yeah.
Oh wow, he's just been through Twitch. Sick. Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, everybody was. That was like our most congruent viewers ever on Twitch. 3.
Awesome. There you go.
We're killing it. It's so funny, but thank you so much for spending time with us, Jay. You know, actually our old NFT was our friend Jaime, and so it's funny that you're Jamie, in that
he spells his name the same way.
Yep. So, but man, it's so cool to have you. Thank you guys for spending time with us. Make sure you like and subscribe. We already have 2 hearts. This is the most hearts we've had on a show before, so please, if you're watching the show, make sure you love us. Oh, I'm lying. We've had zillions of them. Like, subscribe, please check out our weekly podcast, which this is the live version at 5 p.m. CST on Monday nights, but you can actually go anywhere there are podcasts and look up Flows, the number 4, the letter U, and check it out. We have over 200 episodes. We've been doing this a long time, almost 4 years now. In March will be 4 years, Trey.
That's wild.
Oh, sorry. In March it will be 5.
Longer.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, in March, it's gonna be longer.
In March it will be our 5-year anniversary of doing the show. And so it wasn't always a live stream.
Guess what? That's also when I move out of this house.
And when he quits. And then luckily for me, Drake can beatbox. Lucky for us, Jaime can, Jamie can, dang it. It was going to be a funny bit. And then it didn't. Luckily for me, Trey, the real reason Jamie's on the show is that he's your replacement. And he's an actually amazing beatboxer himself. And I just didn't want to tell you. And so this is a good
phenomenal
transition.
Hey, guess what, Jamie? I hope you don't quit your full-time job, bud.
But thank you again for spending time with us. Again, Trey, is there something I'm forgetting? Oh yeah, I'm forgetting all of our sponsors. If you're looking for a new website, go check out nomadweb.design. They upped our percentage. So if you were to get a site from them for $1,000, we see money, and this would be exciting for us. So please go get a website. That'd be awesome. Nomadweb.design.
We love for you guys to hop on the show. We are over here on live at, man, I'm botching this right now. I don't do this bit. Monday nights, 5 p.m., like he said, please feel free to hit us up on Messenger, Facebook Messenger. That's the easiest way to reach out to us. We do have a whole bunch of other social medias, but Facebook's probably our go-to right now. You can find me at Trey Stoneburner or DJ Sound Effects. You can also find Jason under there as Jason Riley or Scout Duh. But Flows for You is the easiest way to hit us both up at the same time. We love to have you on the show. We keep it funny, calm, cool, and collected. Just kidding. It's crazy up in this piece. But we also, we talk about some serious stuff every once in a while. But if you have something you want to talk about, hit us up.
Yep. And now it's time, Jay, for Trey's therapy session.
No, you're gonna. It's time for Big Jay's plug. We didn't do a
that was a whole different thing with the comments, bro. Don't join Lex.
I was waiting for it.
He has to promote himself, man.
Yeet. All right. So right now, Jay, you're going to have your moment where you actually can tell people how to find you, how to get a hold of you, how to watch your amazing stream. And you're going to get full screen. So please do the best promotion of voice you can do now.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Big Jay, 1066 out on Twitch. That is the best place to find and contact me if you want to come in and watch some streams and just hang out, scream a lot. If you don't want to do that, at least just do one thing for me. Whenever you're done listening to this, doesn't matter where you're at, who's sleeping in the house, just go out and let a big woo and just let me know how you feel afterwards. I promise you, you'll feel 100% better. Just one big loud woo. Wow! I keep that one quiet. But yeah, got you.
Good stuff, nice. Man.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time for Trey's therapy session. You're going to ask three questions. At the end of that, then we're going to play the outro. You stay on the line so we can definitely thank you for being awesome. And that is our show.
All right.
Well, Trey, I've brought a guest therapist in. He's already read all your notes and he's had some thoughts. Here he is.
Just before we start, Jason, we got to figure out this thing with the whole therapist situation, because I can't keep seeing somebody different each week. It's really stressing me out. But anyway, right now it's okay, I guess. Well, I'll figure it out.
I'm sorry. This is the only way I know how to do it, because they only pay me like $5
due to okay. therapy. Okay, so I understand.
It's easier just to tell somebody that they're doing it for pro bono.
Anyways. I said, wait, you're getting paid for this?
Not me.
All right, go for it, Jay.
Ooh, therapy questions.
You can ask any randomness. Definitely talk about the comments. That would be hilarious.
Talk about the comments. Let's see here.
Or anything.
I know.
Here you go. Okay. Trey, how does it feel that you were somebody only wanted to settle on you, compared to choosing you as the first option, since normally you are the most handsome person on the podcast, but not today?
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
You know, it's tough because, you know, you bring that up, Jason, and it hurts to be this handsome. It hurts, you know, to really just have to work this up every day and wake up and just look like this, you know, and having a fiance, because it's their loss and my gain, and I can't work towards, oh man, that is happening.
Yeah.
That one's not me.
All right. I'm going to move right along here. It hurts, but it's okay. You know, it's okay, because you know what? Healthy competition is always good. So I give it to you, Big J. So congrats for being the go-to guy this time around.
I'm trying to think. Next question.
You can literally make up anything.
Any other question. So
literally anything.
So the like one important question I always like to ask all the clients I sit down. It's kind of just a general gauge of where your psyche is at the moment. So why do you push the sheep through the fence?
So here's the problem. I'm tired of pulling him back out from the fence because he's constantly getting stuck. So it's the same sheep every time. You know, it says in the Bible that the shepherd would go out to say he would forsake the 99 to go save that one lost sheep. I'm the guy that would just push the sheep just through the fence, not to worry about it anymore because I can't stand it. It's just a stubborn animal that doesn't deserve to be in my pasture. So I shove it on through and I shut the gate on him.
Got it. Good to note for the psyche there.
Yep.
I gotta have one more good follow-up question here, and I'm trying to think of.
It has to do with nothing and everything all at the same time.
Everything and everything all of the time.
Nothing and everything. Meaning like you could literally ask me whatever you want. It doesn't have to do with anything.
I have the other most important question. I don't have the question, though. I have the answer. I need the question from you. And the answer is 42.
That is the answer. Is that the answer to life?
Could be. I don't know.
You have to ask the question.
That's what that was. That was the question. Is that the answer to life?
There it is.
There it is.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for spending time with us. I hope you have an amazing week, and we will see you next week. Next week, we do have a really cool guest. I'm going to look it up because I'm trying to be professional these days, which is not gone well today. I would give my professionalism today a 4. What do you think, Trey?
Out of 4?
A 4 out of 10.
Your professionalism?
Yes.
As far as what?
As today, as a host, as a producer, as a interviewer,
I'd give
as
you a 6. Rapper.
Oh, nice. Next
you
week,
set 4 as the low end, so I gave you a little bit higher.
I was gonna go 8, and I you know I've got some reasoning behind it because like I understand your 4 is like a base, but there's like you got to add 2 in for the comments, you know, going through that. You did very well there. And 2 for being man. Sick. You got to buff yourself up a little.
Yeah.
I got you in an 8.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you again for being here. Next week, we actually have Hot Toast Music, which is a children's musician from Tulsa. And he's really cool. And so I can't wait to talk to him next week. And please come back and join us. It will probably be a totally different stream than this one. But hey. We still had a fun time. So thank you again, Big J. Please go check out a stream. Join me. I'll be there when you watch a stream most of the time. So come help us cheer on Wrexham. And have a great night, guys. And we will see you next week.
Right before we end off, Big J brings the flows and flows for you. That's what Olaf Slayer said. So that's pretty amazing. He also said the problem with Jaime NFTs, Trey, only can afford a therapist one time a week. and then he said, how many roads does a man have to walk? The world may never know. Big J, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've been an awesome guest, man. Had a great time. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. Very much so, guys. Thanks for having me, dude. I truly appreciate it.
Of course. All right. Flows for you. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
All right, we're going to rewind. We're going to restart. Flows for you. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
Love you guys. Take care. Have a good night. And let the bed bugs bite.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, close to you, close to you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, close to you, close to you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows to you.